cool. Like we're actually, you know, really, truly technical. All right.
Right.
Five.
Like a startup sequence.
Five. Four.
It's episode 317, and we've got plugins for Caldera Forms, Post Carousel and Slider, Facebook Messenger, Before and After Images, Robot Fireworks, and your listener feedback. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And from the PC that just won't load the drivers I need to, I'm Marcus Couch.
One of those days of technical glitches. Yes, we were going to be live at 10. We're an hour behind now, but hey, that's life. Sometimes everything works and sometimes it doesn't. Sooner or later, we'll have this under control and it'll all come off nice and smoothly for everyone. So yeah. Hopefully some folks will still drop in, check us out. And if you do, you'll get some bits and pieces of treats here and there that might not appear up on the regular podcast. That's one of the things I'm hoping to do.
Yeah, so I was so looking forward to this episode in terms of trying to do it in video because I just put a website together for my wife's business, and I got three different plugins I'm going to talk about today that I used on that one site, and it was a great example. So maybe, John, maybe we'll try again or something like that some other time with video on this. But we got a lot of great plugins for you this episode, and Love that you're tuning in. Yeah, thank you very much.
And one of the things to mention there is that part where you're going to show video, they will not be able to see it except by watching the live stream or the playback of the live stream, because
that's right.
I couldn't capture, I was experimenting, I wouldn't be able to capture it for the screencast that I put up as a separate item.
Ah, yes.
All right.
So,
the usual stuff. Right off the top, though, let's get the reminders out there. Don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we greatly appreciate your time over at Stitcher Radio, hitting the little thumbs up button in the corner. Or if you listen to us through the iTunes store, stopping in there and giving us a review. It really helps the show out quite a bit when that happens.
Yeah, those reviews do help us out in the rankings within iTunes, and that obviously brings more listeners to the show. We got a piece of feedback little bit later on in the show with an iTunes review we'll read.
Absolutely. And of course, a little bit of self-promotion. I still have a couple hours here and there that are available to me. So if you're looking for emergency WordPress support, or you need someone to help consult with to find the right set of plugins, or anything you're looking for in WordPress related, feel free to send me an email to john@wppro.ca, or pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And anybody listening to this show is gung-ho for WordPress, and if you'd like to write about something unique in WordPress, let me know, because I'm now the WordPress editor for Smashing Magazine, which you can find at smashingmagazine.com. If you'd like to write, you can actually make some cash by doing so. Just email me, marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com.
There we go. All right, first little bit of info right off the top. We do have a contest winner from the VC Splitter license we were giving away. It went to Louie. So congratulations, Louie. As soon as you contact me back from the authorization, I will send you out your code key for that.
Beautiful.
And there you go. Well, we will have more contests coming soon, and I just got to be able to pull them all together.
Yeah, we get a lot of plugin submissions, actually, a lot of premium plugin submissions. I think that's one requirement that we're going to actually do soon, is that when that's part of the admission, is when you submit a plugin to review, we will review it, but you also have to give one away to one of our listeners.
Give us a license to give away. That's actually not a bad idea. I hadn't thought about that one.
Yeah, just came to me, but let's do that.
Absolutely. Now, also, just to let folks know, there is a coupon code you can get for the VC Splitter. It's ATOZ30. It'll get you a 30% discount if you want to buy yourself a copy of that. So,
cool.
All right. Now it's time to thank our donors to the show, and we actually have some this week, which is really quite nice. And for all that come in $50 or more, you get your acknowledgement here, name read out. Note, if you give us a note with links, we'll link them in the show notes for you, to wherever you want them to go. And this week here, we have $50 from Larry Snow, and his note was quite simple. A small token of my appreciation and thanks for all that you do to give back to the WordPress community. Thanks a lot.
Wow. Larry. Thanks, Larry. We appreciate that because normally Jeremy from JezWeb is our only donor in terms of that over $50 level. We have a couple that do contribute to Patreon. Yep. But Larry, thanks, man. Thanks for cracking the seal, so to speak, on the rest of the listenership. So we hope that others will follow suit. And you may say it's a small token of appreciation, but as far as a milestone for John and I, as far as getting other donors, this is great. So thank you very, very much, Larry. We do appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, and we're not quite done yet. As far as donors under $50, we acknowledge you as anonymous, but I'd like to thank our new under $50 donors, especially the couple that signed up for small weekly donations to help the show, and the one that made a small one-time donation. So thank you very much. You know who you are, and you are much appreciated. And the small weekly donations would be a fantastic thing for us, because those small weekly donations can add up over time to really help the show out. So think about doing a small weekly donation, like, you know, $2.50, $3, $5, something very small to show that on a weekly basis you find the show valuable.
Yeah, that helps with promotion of the show, which we're getting more into.
Absolutely.
John has somebody that's helping out with that. I'm going to be hitting a lot more Facebook stuff here coming up this week.
I've pulled my marketing manager off other projects to be dedicated strictly to the show for a while. So yeah. I'm paying a marketing manager full-time wages to work on the show, along with me giving an additional day to the show, which has also allowed me more stuff I'll talk about later on.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So thanks everybody that donates, by the way, and it goes to things that matter, not only just the person that John has to hire and all the hosting and stuff, but we also get the show transcribed professionally, mm-hmm. which really helps out to people that are maybe hearing impaired or sight impaired that don't necessarily get to watch the video or the show or things like that. So it really does help out, and we greatly appreciate it. I mean, it really does make a difference for us. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. All right. Now, we do have a couple of pieces of news this week. And the first one off the top comes to us from BlogAid. And what Mayanna's done is she's taken a look at the replacement in WordPress 4.8.1 of the text widget, the new HTML text widget that they're putting in there to help people preserve their custom HTML codes and CSS when going to 4.8 with the new editable text widget that's built into WordPress that was wiping out code. So she's got a really good article about this and a video. So go check it out on her site. There's a link in the show notes. It really will help you out in understanding what is being done to alleviate that problem.
Cool.
Next article up we have here is one from WP Beginner, and it is an article on 13 crucial WordPress maintenance tasks to perform on a regular basis. Now, of course, it starts with the usual ones, you know, occasionally change your WordPress password, create a complete backup of your website, check out and update WordPress files, and more. Anyway, it's a really great article to help review and refresh your memory if you haven't been performing maintenance tasks, and this will help you get a checklist together of what you need to deal with. And one final one here, this one's really important. Your WordPress plugins might be silently dumping business data. And what this is for is there's a check in WordPress when data exceeds the limit of the database. WordPress just silently discards that information. You don't even know that the data came to you. So if you're collecting data in many ways, and one of the big problems this is occurring with is on websites that are starting to have IPv6 IP addresses on their servers. And because of the 39 character of it, that's adding additional characters that have to be saved. Now, this is in particular a problem a lot for SEO people who are doing tracking. they might be losing SEO tracking data that they don't even know is just being dumped, and simply due to the traffic coming from an IPv6 address. So this is something you'll want to read and review and get a little understanding on, because if you have plugins that are affected by this, you're going to want to get in there and fix those plugins. It's just a matter of doing some adjustment in the code, but this is a very good article to get an understanding of what's happening there. So you'll want to check this one out. Okay, so, did I lose you? Or did you go silent? Uh-oh. Sounds like you're still there. Oh, well, live broadcast. I'll move it on. Let's move into listener feedback. You still there? Okay, did we have a falling out? Welcome to live. Challenges, challenges, challenges. Nope. Okay. All right. Well, I will move us on into listener feedback and audio clips. We actually have a little bit this week here. First off, we have some comments that have started appearing on our YouTube channel. So if you go watch any of the videos or the screencasts or the training videos that are appearing on our YouTube channel, please leave comments there. Tell us what you think, whether we're doing something right. Greatly appreciate it. At any rate, we have a comment here from Mark Anthony Minville, and he made a comment on the podcast where I covered the KJM admin notices, and he has to say, nice KJM admin notices review. Thank you, guys. Just discovered your channel and will follow it, I think. Very interesting. Okay, well, thanks a lot. I greatly appreciate that, Mark Anthony. And anyone else that wants to stop in there and leave us comments, it would be greatly appreciated. This week here, we have a SpeakPipe. We have a comment from Craig McCourt. So what I'll do is I'll let Craig take it away first. So off you go, Craig.
Hey, Marcus and John. This is Craig McCourt from PonderingGod.com. And I just want to say thanks for all you do for the WordPress community with your WordPress plugins.
Okay, well, Marcus can hear us.
A to Z podcast and website with the news and information you share, and all the work that you do for the community. I really appreciate it. And I want you to know I have gone to iTunes and left you a review. I even updated it as things continued to get even better on your site. And I want to be the voice that says to those listening, hey, if you find value in this, and obviously you do, that's why you're listening to it, why don't you go out and help someone else who's in the same place you are looking for good advice, help them find it. And the best way to do that is to give a review to them at iTunes. And then others will be able to find this resource as well. And let's be honest, it only takes a minute. So go ahead, find that time, and give them a review. Well, now here's a quick question for you. I give out various PDF files from time to time through my website, and I'm looking for a simple, easy-to-use plugin that will allow me to post what the current plugin is or PDF is that I'm giving away and allow me to capture their email address to my MailChimp account and allow them to get immediate access to that PDF if they give me their address. There you have it. Thanks.
Well, thanks a lot, Mark. We greatly appreciate, or Craig, sorry. We greatly appreciate that, Craig. And there you go, folks. There's an offer for you. Go check out his website and get that free PDF from him. Can be quite useful. Okay. And Craig mentioned in his review there that he updated his iTunes review. And this is the review from Craig, the iTunes review. USR review, 5-star review from Craig McCourt. Title, From Good to Great. And he has to say, I have been an avid listener of WordPress plugins A to Z for several years, and my website, PonderingGod.com, has been improved by their insights. They have taken one of my favorite podcasts and made it even better. They have even beefed up the audio quality, the content, show notes, the website, and now they've even gone to a live video broadcast of the podcast. While I will most often listen in my car, it is nice to see the video when I am wanting to remember what they said in last week's show. Well done and keep it up. If you want to see more proof that they give good advice, you can check out my website at ponderinggod.com. I should list them as developers for all the advice I have used over the years. Well, thanks a lot, Craig. That's one great review. We greatly appreciate it. And yes, we've been working very hard at bringing up the quality of this show. We're getting better quality sound, adding in little tidbits, pieces here and there. This allows me to flow into the next part here, which is, of course, the training videos, which have started appearing. There's another new one from last week up there on the website. You can go check it out. All of them will be up on the YouTube channel. And eventually, some of the videos will be moving into the members-only section of the website. So at any rate, there's lots of them there, more and more coming every week as I've dedicated 2 days a week to the show, Mondays for recording the show and doing as much stuff around the show in the show notes as possible, and Wednesdays for doing as many other things as possible I can to it, including dedicating the time necessary to record a video. And if you've never done training videos, you must realize they can take, for a 20-minute video, it can take up to 5 hours of prep and research to make sure you get it right to show all the pieces of a plugin. Even a simple plugin can take a while. So this stuff takes time, folks. That's why we ask you to, if you find value, donate to the show.
Yes. Can you hear me now, John?
I can hear you now. Now, I do have one other comment I want to make here. And what I'd like to make a comment on, this is an observation that kind of came across to me oddly when I was doing a bunch of work last Wednesday on the site and prep, and because of all the newsletters I am subscribed to that relate to WordPress, it was odd that like 3 of the 6 plugins that we had reviewed on Monday's show all appeared in these newsletters for additional reviews from all these different places. I think it was 4 other websites have suddenly reviewed the same plugin. So coincidence?
I think not.
So, hey, folks, if you're getting your ideas from us, at least give us some acknowledgement. If you're not getting them from us, so be it. But if you got the idea from us, say, hey, I heard about this on WP Plugins A to Z, and I thought I should, you know, give it a little bit more in-depth review than they did. Because while their reviews were more in-depth than ours, still, it was just, and so I'm going to watch that for a while. Maybe it was just a coincidence last week, but I'm going to see how it goes.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So you got your technical glitch recovered. I managed to get through all of that bits and pieces.
Thank you. And thank you, Craig, for everything that you did there. We appreciate it as far as your iTunes review and your feedback. Thanks.
Absolutely. Also, I forgot to make mention, everyone. Don't forget, you can stop in on our website anytime and leave us a speak pipe review. Upwards of 90 seconds. Tell us anything you want to say. Put your links in there. You know, talk about your business. Just at least, you know, tell us what we did for you. We greatly appreciate it.
Not just that, but stump us. Try and figure out, you know, if you need a plugin or something like that. If you just like, okay, I need a plugin that can do X, we'll find it for you. And there are people out there that actually charge for that. I don't know why, but that's our expertise, and we're happy to help out. And I love solving those problems.
Yep. All right. Well, that pretty much covers up all the stuff for this week. I guess it's time to dive into meat potatoes, eh?
All right. Let's do it.
Off we go. This week here, my first plugin is one that was sent in to us. It's called Post Carousel and Slider, and it was sent in to us by Aeon. Oh, wow, that's a tough one. Aeon. At any rate, it's another Post Slider plugin, but it does seem to be a bit easier to use than some I have used to create post sliders in the past. One of the great things I found about this, it has support for custom post types, which is really important when you're creating a post slider. You can also include or exclude categories. You can also show posts only of a certain tag. So if you have posts that are tagged with the word plugins, you can show only the post with plugins, which would be a nightmare on our site. But you can also show posts based on a keyword search. It has a component in it where you can put a specific keyword and it'll only show posts that are related to that keyword into the area. You can determine how many posts appear per page. You can choose a layout from full width to grid style to single image. It's a very nice choices on it. Then you insert it in your site via shortcode, or if you're into embedding it into your template, it's got the PHP code that you can embed into your template. So all in all, a pretty decent Post Carousel and Slider plugin. Check it out, Post Carousel and Slider, and I gave it 4 dragons.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, so I am going to try a couple things here. Maybe we can see my screen. Do you see my screen, John?
I do see your screen.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm going to screen share just kind of the old way. Okay. The first plugin that I want to talk about today, if I can pull my notes up over here, is Caldera Forms. Okay, so we've talked about this plugin before, and it's really, you know, I've done a lot of form work before. And if you can see my screen, I don't know if you can, but this is something that's kind of unlike, it's more of a drag and drop form builder. And what's different about it is first that you can put side by side fields together.
Nice.
Right. And here's the cool thing, John, is if you could see this.
Oh yeah, I can see it. I can actually
shrink down and move different things around. So I can put a different item in here. I can do all kinds of extra stuff when it comes to putting a form together. Nice. I can change the width. I can do all kinds of stuff, move things around, all that stuff. So this is more intuitive than any kind of form builder that I've ever really seen. And it does a lot of the conditional formatting stuff that you see on Gravity Forms, that you see on all kinds of other stuff, and it's free out of the gate. So there's nothing wrong with trying different things, but Caldera is one of the most amazing form applications. I believe we've talked about it on the show previously.
We have.
But this is the first kind of hands-on, moving it around, doing different side-by-side fields and things like that that I've experienced with it, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very cool. Now, one of the nice things about that, folks, if you want to see what he was demonstrating and showing, go look at the live review or the live replay of our live site today, because it won't be in the regular screencast that I capture. So.
Right. Right. And by the way, so John and I are using Google Hangouts for this, but we have other things and tools that we're working on. It's just today I've had so many connection issues and driver issues and all kinds of stuff. So within, a couple weeks, John and I are going to really have this humming.
We will. All right. Next one up I've got here is just a simple one. It comes from the last page of the recommended plugins in WordPress. When I was just bored and I went, no, let's see what they recommend. Well, the first few pages are the usual stuff. And I was kind of like, I wonder how they figure out how to recommend a plugin. So at any rate, I skipped all the way to the last page to see what was there, if there was anything interesting. This one here is in honor of WP Plugin Show approaching episode 320, and it's called Rocket Fireworks. And now that we have more stuff to celebrate, I thought it'd be kind of a cool thing to put up, especially when I unveiled the new WordPress plugins A to Z site that I'm working on, since I've had to do some work there. This plugin here, quite simple. You just plug it in, turn it on, and anytime someone loads a page, it launches half a dozen fireworks onto the screen. They burst in different spots. 6 seconds later, they're gone. They can read what they're doing and be on their way. So it is kind of a cool, simple plugin. Doesn't add much, but it adds some entertainment or some celebration to your site if you need some of that for whatever you're going to do. Anyway, check it out, Rocket Fireworks, and I gave it a 3 dragon rating.
Okay, now let me ask you a little something about this. Mm-hmm. Because now, you know, this is just like these aha moments that I'm sure people that listen get all the time when we talk about different plugins. So how is this triggered? How is it just on a specific page load? And
no,
all of a sudden,
it loads on every page. It has no settings. You turn it on, it's active. You turn it off, it's inactive.
Oh,
and it can get irritating. It can get irritating that way, I imagine. But it might be cool for a short day or two after I launched a new site, and then I'll turn it off. But
I am looking at that as sort of a gamification type of a thing that could be done if somebody completes a quiz or completes a course.
Well, I'm sure you could set it up. I'm sure with the right coding, you could set it up to be tagged to a trigger of some sort.
Yeah. See, this is one of those instances where we know about a plugin. We know that it's great, and we know that there are other uses for it. So sometimes we fork it off into our own plugins. And this is one I think I'm going to chalk up to future development and future changing around.
Yeah, well, I've got a few out there that are in development right now. They're taking a little longer than I thought. I can't wait till we actually get them done.
Yeah. Okay. So the next thing that we're going to talk about, and John actually has a plugin for this as well, is Facebook Live Chat. Okay. So it's pretty simple. The one that I'm talking about is called ZotaBox, and this is a third-party service, and it's a freemium plugin. And so what happens is you just set up basically what you want, tag, text, image, button, icon, all of that. It's on a third party that you set all these things up, but it integrates beautifully once you have it turned on. So what happens is you customize completely the message, and there's a little tab that ends up at the bottom of the page. So in this instance, you kind of see it, those of you watching on video, down here in the corner. And when you click on it, it just pops up a thing and you get to type in your message and it's all done. I really liked the way that this was configured and the way that you get all these little extras that go along with this. It has display rules as well as far as who to show it to, the minimum screen size that you want to show this to. So maybe you only want to show it to desktop people and not show it to mobile. You know, maybe it's something different that you want for that instance. You can select to show it on only specific pages. And by that, you can actually limit it to URLs. Nice. So it's only on specific URLs or it's not on specific URLs. So it's got a lot of filtering options as well. So I really liked this one. It worked very, very well for my wife's website that's launching for her new business. And so A lot is out there in terms of Facebook chat, but this is definitely one of my favorites just because of the customization level. I was able to actually match the site colors and the style sheet specifically, and it worked really, really well for me. So, you know, there's a lot of these things out there, as I said, but this one's probably one of the best. I can't wait to hear what John's plugin is. But because this is a freemium plugin, I took one off, so I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very cool. Can be a very useful item.
Right, definitely.
Next up, I have a plugin called WP Live Messenger. And I was just sort of digging through the WordPress repository to see what I could find, something new and different. And then I realized, well, the live messengers from your WordPress website is becoming more and more popular. Let's see what we've got. And this one here is the first one that popped into my view. And it's a pretty decent one. It's straightforward and easy to use. And all you have to do with it is install it, activate it, and then put the URL to your Facebook page in there. And then it creates an icon up in the top right, which is adjustable in the settings. And when people click that icon, it opens up a window that they can instantly start a messenger chat service with you to your Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And it also lists up a few other items from your Facebook page. So it's a good way to sort of get people involved in your Facebook page. It is something I'm going to experiment with once the new WP Plugins website goes live again. And we'll put this in there and see how well it works out. But all in all, at the moment, it's looking like it's going to be a good 4Dragon rated plugin. Check it out, WP Live Messenger.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up with the final one. I have talked in the past about before and after image plugins, and this is a perfect example for those of you following along on the video. So my wife's business is she does something called microblading, which is kind of a temporary tattoo of women's eyebrows, and this is the application for it. So what you do is you set two images up, and it has a little slider that goes before and after. So those of you that can see this, you can see that I'm kind of sliding back and forth on this woman's face, and you can see her thin old before eyebrows. And then when you slide over, it's the actual after shot where they're actually finished with the job, and you can see how thick and full the eyebrows look. Now, this is huge, and anybody that has any sort of cosmetic type of business or anything like that. And this is really something that will arm you with a lot of firepower when you can reach a client and say, hey, look, I can do really, really cool things like this. And so it's short code driven, which allows you to actually set multiple of them up. So those of you that can see it on the video, I've got 6 or 8 different ones all in a row on one different page. And this is very, very powerful in terms of what you can see, what, you know, this before and after is probably one of the most valuable pages that I've got on the entire site. And it really, really helps out. You can really see the difference. I've tried it out also on mobile, and mobile works beautifully. So nice. You can actually use your finger to pull the bar back and forth and see the before and after stuff. So it is really, really a great plugin. So it's called 2020 Image Before and After, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
That's a pretty cool plugin. That'll be very useful for those that have images that show before and after. It'd be great for even yard cleanups, people who do renovations.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's right.
Anything where you start with something that looks before and then you have the same shot angle of what it looks like after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, landscaping, carpet cleaning businesses, roofers.
There you go. The list just keeps going. So
yeah.
All right. Well, this week here, I covered up the following plugins: the Post and Carousel Slider, which I gave a 4-2, the Rocket Fireworks, which I gave a 3-2, and the WP Live Messenger, which I gave a 4-2.
And I talked about Caldera Forms, which gets a 5 out of 5. At Zotabox, a Facebook Messenger, gets a 4 out of 5. And Before and After Images gets a 5 out of 5.
All right. And, of course, the usual reminders. Please stop into the iTunes store. Give us a review. They really help the show out there. And we really like reading them out and linking to your stuff from the reviews. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, feel free to leave us a review there or just hit the little thumbs up button in the corner.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate that. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my new and improved website at marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, and remember to follow this show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.